The State Department of Health is holding a public hearing in Hilo on Wednesday regarding the future of a new power plant. That facility, Huhonua on the Humukua coast, would burn trees to generate electricity. Some point to it as a model of renewable energy. Others say, not so fast. HPR's Ryan Finnerty tells us more.
Bioenergy is the use of biological materials to generate electricity. The fuel for that process is called biomass and can include timber residue, green waste from farms and gardens, or even human and animal waste. The Huhonua Bioenergy Project in Pepeakeo plans to burn eucalyptus trees to generate up to 30 megawatts of electricity per day. That process was recently declared both renewable and carbon neutral by the U.S. Departments of Energy, Agriculture, and the EPA. But the reality is a little more complicated.
Renewable is a resource that can be replenished at the rate it's being consumed.
That's Michael Cooney, a researcher with the Hawaii Natural Energy Institute.
This forest, whether it's renewable or not, I think they're talking about cutting down the eucalyptus forests. Whether or not it's renewable has everything to do with how they harvest it. And, you know, if they harvest it slow enough that the trees regrow at the rate at which they're cutting them down, it's a renewable resource.
But Cooney says that's a big if.
Different trees grow at different rates, and they're going to grow at different rates based upon the environment in which they're in. Because if they're harvesting 5 acres per day, then you times that by 365, that's what they might say is the minimum size of the forest that they need. But the reality of it is, how many years does it take one of those eucalyptus trees to go from a seedling all the way up to a full-grown tree that they're going to harvest? And eucalyptus is considered one of the more faster-growing, so it's probably got a window of around, I've heard and I've read, around 10 years. So that's the math that you got to work through. It's not an unreasonable thing of proposing a forest for biomass that the forest will replenish itself. However, anybody can completely harvest inappropriately and destroy a forest overnight. I mean, that's definitely in the realm, too. It just depends upon how good of foresters these people are.
That matters because in 2015, the state of Hawaii passed a law requiring power producers to be 100% renewable by 2045. Designating Huhonua as a renewable operation allows Hawaii Island's power utility to meet that requirement. But there is also the issue of carbon emissions. Remember, the federal government considers this a carbon-neutral process, but that is a hotly contested issue globally.
The consensus is that everybody's right. It all depends upon what wood is being burned and how it's being burned. The combustion process of woody biomass is complicated. The kind of biomass that you're burning, whether it's dense wood and eucalyptus versus agricultural waste, they all have different energy densities. So they're going to burn differently. And then you have different kind of reactors in which that burning, it goes on, how much oxygen is brought in, how well you have the gaseous mixtures. And so you get some combustion processes that are very dirty because they're at lower temperatures. They have incomplete combustion. You get lots of soot, a lot of byproducts. And there's others that actually enhance the temperatures at which it combusts by even adding in some fuels of its own, and they could be much cleaner. So there is no one answer there, and it has everything to do with the technology used and the biomass source being burned and how that biomass source has been pre-processed. Is it still moist or is it bone dry, for example? Because if there's water in the biomass that hasn't been fully dehydrated, it hasn't been fully removed, then some of the energy when that biomass burns just goes into boiling off the water. And so that has the effect of keeping the combustion temperatures lower, right? Because when you boil water, the temperature stays at the boiling temperature until the water is gone, and then the gas, the vapor heats up. So all the reports that you're reading are correct. They're not necessarily in conflict because you're not comparing apples to apples. You're comparing an orange to a pineapple to an apple to a banana.
Water is another major concern with the project. The Huhonua plant will pump 21 million gallons of brackish groundwater every day. That water will be used to cool the system and then pumped back underground through several nearby wells. That was a red flag to Kuhan Pakmander, organizer of the community environmental watchdog group Malama Hamakua.
We have landslides quite frequently, and these injection wells are only 80 feet from the cliff line. And they will have chemicals. They will not be thermally appropriate for very sensitive coral reefs. And we don't know how they're going to treat it when it goes back. It will not be thermally appropriate. And they'll add about 24 chemicals into the waste stream.
According to Huhonua, water going into the injection wells will not affect the nearby ocean or mix with drinking water, but that doesn't satisfy Malama Hamakua.
We are assured that it won't be a threat because it's a Malka to Mackay flow, and therefore the drinking water wells, which are Malka, won't be affected. But they've also said in their own studies, well, that there are no studies. They said, we really have done no studies. We don't know what the geology is of that area that we're going to be pumping water and drawing water. So I think that is where the public is most concerned. There's never been any environmental review of this project. There's never been an environmental impact statement or an environmental assessment. There have never been any studies. So here we are with a big electrical plant that's proposing to do extremely impactful actions to every aspect of our natural resources, and there hasn't been a single study. It's shocking. We want studies of the impacts of the hydrology. We want studies of the geology. We want to know how it will impact. We don't want a project of this magnitude to just be guessing as it plows forward.
Huhonua strongly disagrees with Malama Hamakua's assessment. Company President Warren Lee maintains that the company is following all environmental laws and has worked closely with state and county regulators.
There is environmental compliance based on the review. It is exhaustive. This doesn't happen in months. I mean, the engineers that designed the plant, they're all experts. They know what the regulations are, and the thing is to comply with the regulations, not to subvert the regulations, whether it applies to air, land, water. We believe we comply with our applications that we submitted forward. And if there's any concerns that are identified by the respective reviewing agency, we will address them. And they will not issue a permit unless they feel that the rules and the regulations of the respective agencies are met.
I asked Warren Lee about some of the specific environmental concerns raised by Malama Hamakua. He told me that water injected into the ground wells will be a few degrees warmer than its natural temperature, but the company's computer modeling estimates that this will produce a warming effect of less than half a degree Fahrenheit at the ocean floor around the plant. Lee also stated that any chemical discharge will be within safe parts per million levels set by regulators. I also asked him about the plant's sustainability and carbon emissions.
Our plan is to operate as to what we call carbon neutral. So for every tree from a managed forest we cut, the plan is to replant and take into account also any carbon emitters, such as heavy equipment that is used in the process. So it could be that, for example, every 20 trees we cut, we'll be planting 21 to make sure that it is a carbon neutral feedstock. It's probably going to produce energy at a rate that will save Hawaii Electric Light Company ratepayers a significant amount of money over the life of the contract, which is 30 years. So it is a sustainable project. It's green and it's renewable. I mean, every 7 years, the eucalyptus that we're looking at replanting could be a 5 to 7 year cycle. And if you look at other types of technologies that may be available, windmills right now, and windmills are not dispatchable 24/7. You look at solar electric, they're not dispatchable 24/7 because the sun goes down. There is no energy. Now, if you had a battery, it'd be very expensive for the ratepayers if they had something equivalent to this bioenergy plant where solar electric or wind power becomes available 24/7 with a full battery backup.
Although the Huhonua project was not legally required to conduct a more stringent state-level environmental impact assessment, it was asked to complete a similar review by Hawaii County. Jeffrey Darrow is with the Hawaii County Department of Planning.
In this particular case, the planning director had asked the applicant to submit a document that addresses all potential impacts and how they were going to mitigate those potential impacts. In this particular case, they addressed the existing facility, how they were going to improve it, how that facility was going to operate, what sort of impacts that facility would have on clean air, on drainage issues, on surrounding properties, on noise levels, on historic sites, on cultural sites, on the shoreline area. It's not to say that this facility wasn't going to have impacts. Every type of use has some sort of impact. The reality is, can those impacts be mitigated through some type of condition or some type of action? And so in reviewing the document, they felt like these impacts could be mitigated through standard conditions placed on the applicant if approved.
But state regulators are also involved. On Wednesday, the Department of Health is holding a public hearing on Huhonua's permit application. Joanna Sito is with the Safe Drinking Water Branch.
So we look at all of the discharges that are going to be placed into the groundwater. We have a study that was done by our Department of Health on the impact of the chemicals to water and drinking water. We believe that the drinking water will not be affected by this discharge. However, we are going to be looking at the confirmation of that determination. Just because a permit is issued, that does not mean that that is the end all. The permit can be a living document with additional conditions input as needed for the protection of the environment.
Several lawsuits have been filed seeking to force a more stringent environmental review. The case of a Hilo resident seeking to block the project was thrown out by a judge in September, and a separate challenge was recently heard by the state Supreme Court. A decision has not yet been made in that case, which centered around greenhouse gas emissions. The Department of Health has no timeline for making a decision on the permit application, but said that it's committed to addressing all of the public's concerns. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
That health department hearing will be taking place tomorrow at the Imiloa Astronomy Center in Hilo. It will include an informational briefing starting at 10 with public testimony at 1 p.m. We'll have the details posted on hawaiipublicradio.org, including the email address where you can submit written testimony. And full disclosure, Huhonua Bioenergy is a former HPR underwriter. This is The Conversation. I'm Catherine Cruz.